The Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer is on. This offer is for 1 week only and ends at midnight on Sunday. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier is the answer. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie. Shipping is free.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Hunter Biden has just made a major confession. Hunter's admitting that, yes, he did in fact get paid by China.
I am shocked and chagrined.
Because it's pretty clear that the people spinning the news in the White House don't know the full story.
What's this going here?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
That leads to the question, Joe, and would like the answer from you, Dr. Fauci. How long in the future will we be getting booster shots?
Out of me way! They're after me lucky charms!
That's not true. No. He's answered.
As you know, this is a president that takes shot at questions often, but the 2+2 is not a unilateral decision.
All right, looks like President Biden's not going to be answering any questions.
As my grandfather Ambrose Finney would say, that's the Irish of it.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. Happy St. Patrick's Day, first of all. Erin Go Bra. Faith Be Jesus. Pass the Guinness, et cetera, et cetera. All right. That's enough of that. We'll get back to the Irish stuff later on. I'm wearing a green tie today, doing my part.
Arr, where's me pot of gold?
Oh, there was a little leprechaun. That was actually a member of the Biden family asking where was his pot of gold. You know, the thing, I want to start off with the Bidens today, and it has come out now that they got all this all these millions of dollars from Red China, and they didn't do anything. They're very angry that someone would suggest that they didn't do anything. I mean, you know, influence peddling is a well-known field of racketeering. People have been power brokers peddling influence for years. Just because the Bidens don't have any goods or services that anyone wants, they provide protection. They stop something bad from happening to you. That's what they do. But, you know, the thing is, this, you may not know this, but this is National Women's History Month. Yes, it is. I know. Personally, I'm waiting for National Men's History Month. Last month was Black History Month. White History Month, still somewhere in the future somewhere. But it's Women's History Month, and as you may have seen, Brandon put out a tweet earlier this week, and he said, you know, I just got a letter from a young girl, a young woman named Charlotte. It's a handwritten letter. Looks like it came out of some place. You go to a store and say, "I want a letter in a little kid's hand," and it's printed and it says, "Dear Mr. President, you know ladies aren't treated as well as men. They don't get paid as much as men. What's wrong with us that we don't treat women as well, ladies as well as we treat men?" And of course, Brandon says, "You know, I really am in total agreement with you, Charlotte. And, you know, we're working hard to erase the pay gap among men and women." And I thought to myself, I think that letter, they put out that letter on Tuesday. Got back from the printer on Monday night, and they put it out Tuesday. And today, it now comes out, or yesterday it came out, that when they were passing out all the money from the Red Chinese, did you see who got the money? Hunter Biden, $610,692. James Biden, Brandon's brother, $360,000. Then we come to Hallie Biden, a female, much like Charlotte, who wrote the letter to Joe. You know what Hallie got? A mere $25,000. That is a real gender pay disparity, is it not? Again, Hunter Biden, $610,692. James Biden, $360,000. Just round it off. It's close, just under $1 million for Uncle Jim and crackhead Hunter. And Hallie Biden, the mother of Beau's two children, of Hunter's niece and nephew, of two of Brandon's grandchildren, $25,000. 844-500-4242-617 says, the Bidens say, where's me pot and me gold? Thank you, China. Today we're all Irish. You know, they're... The thing is, though, you know, Hunter is not a pot guy. Let's be honest. Hunter doesn't say, where's me pot? Hunter says, where's me crack? Exactly. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. You want to know how entitled the Bidens are? What is the one rule that can't be violated when you're making your March Madness picks? Anyone who's ever made the picks knows. You have to have them in by noon on Thursday. You know why? Because that's when that's when they tap off the first games. Noon on Thursday. I mean, everybody who's ever been in any kind of pool, wherever, knows that. Do you know what Joe Biden did yesterday? He put out his brackets at 12:20. 20 minutes.
Come on, man.
there is no pool in the country that would have taken an entry at 12:20. Just on general principles, and everybody knows that. But wait, it gets better. His pick to win the entire March Madness was Arizona. They were playing yesterday, the Wildcats. Turned out that the Wildcats, they were really the Mildcats. They lost to the Princeton Tigers, who were a number 15 seed out of
16. Struggling.
So everybody's going, damn, once he picked the, of course you didn't know it until your brackets were already in, but everybody's going, I should have known if whatever Brandon says is going to happen, you know it's the opposite is going to happen. It's just not true. Oh, someone says, Arizona gave Biden the presidency and then he cursed them, one Twitter user posted. I would say Arizona was where it was stolen or where it was taken and then he cursed them. The second Joe Biden picked Arizona to win it all, I should have bet every asset I own for them to lose in the first round, another Twitter user said. That's on me. The best one, David Portnoy from Barstool Sports. Vintage Biden tweets out bracket after tournament started. Auto DQ disqualification. See you next year, buddy. Well, he was disqualified pretty much as soon as the final score was in. And then you know about Kamala.
Bye, Bing.
She went to see her school, Howard University, and they were ousted. It wasn't even close. It was like 28 points, and she went in there and gave them a pep talk after they lost by 28.
Bye-bye.
Not that they were expected to win. It reminded me of my all-time favorite pep talk, locker room pep talk that I read about. And it was. I read about it in Sports Illustrated a long time ago. It was the last game of the New York Titans. They were that's the New York Jets now, but they used to be the New York Titans in '62 when they were owned by this guy. He was kind of a boozer. His name was Harry Weismer, or Weismer, I think it was. And so Weismer comes in. The team's broke. The checks have been bouncing. All this looks like the team's going out of business. He ended up selling to Sonny Werblin. And they became the Jets and they won the Super Bowl 7 years later. But comes in and he's got a showgirl on his arm and he's reeking of booze. And he says, "Man, just hope you really play well today. For most of you, this is your last game. Most of you aren't good enough to play anywhere else." And then he left the locker room. And they got their asses kicked. As well you might expect. But you know what? That was a better delivery than Kamala gave, because at least Harry Weismer talked to the Titans before they lost the game. She comes in and she's laughing. She's laughing after they've just had their heads handed to them.
I don't get sending her in after the fact. Like, if I'm one of her staffers, I would say, you don't really have to do this. There's no winning here. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to go in and talk to these guys who are just defeated and try to, I don't know, lighten up the mood. It just seems like the worst idea.
Yeah, I think if you go in after the game and they've lost like that and it's your alma mater, you just shake a few hands and just say, you know, good job. You gave it your best. I don't think you need to, you know, bring in the TV cameras with you and do that. It's just not that good. I know another guy, I wasn't here for this one either, but a friend of mine at UNC, he played for a football team in Eastern North Carolina high school football team. And they were getting killed at halftime. This was in like 66, 67, something like that, during the height of Vietnam. And the coach came in, and they were losing 35-0. The coach came in, and he just looked at the team, and he started crying. And he said, "All the real men are in Vietnam." So those are some great, great moments. Win one for the Gipper. I don't think that's up there with, you know, most of you aren't good enough to play anywhere else. Anyway, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242, 860, Biden's late for everything. Yeah, but sometimes there's some things you can't be late for, and getting in your brackets is one of them. Severe winter storms are hitting across the U.S. right now. Are you prepared? We think of food, weather, water, keeping warm, and so on, but what about an emergency medical supply? That's why I have the Jace case from Jace Medical. I'm holding it up right now for the cameras. I have peace of mind knowing I have access to life-saving medications in an emergency. Jace Medical is simple. You go online, fill out a form, and then you get a prescription. Life-saving medications. Life-saving medications are delivered right to your door at a fraction of the regular cost. The Jace case from Jace Medical is a pack of five different antibiotics that you can use to treat a long list of bacterial illnesses, including UTIs, respiratory infections, sinusitis, skin infections, pneumonia, and more. That's Jace, J-A-S-E. There it is right up on camera, J-A-S-E. Everyone should be empowered to care for themselves and their loved ones during the unexpected. You'll be glad to have the Jace case. Go to jacemedical.com and enter code Howie at checkout for a discount on your order. That's promo code Howie at jacemedical.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Knock it off with them negative waves. Why don't you say something righteous and hopeful for a change?
Howie Carr.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
The Howie Carr Show.
The American Irish think they're more Irish than the Irish. The best drop of blood in you is Irish.
Sorry. That's the Irish in me.
That's the Irish of it.
Do I have an orange tie I can wear? Can I switch the tie? Can I switch the tie out? It's embarrassing. He's a disgrace. He's a disgrace to the human race. Forget Irish or American. Ugh. All of them, the whole family. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Right now, you can book your ocean view room atop 4 acres of captivating Cape Cod with a half-off coupon by using code Howie23 when you click store at NausetBeachInn.com. NausetBeachInn.com. Click store and enter code Howie23 for a great summer rate at the Nauset Beach Inn. Offer ends March 24th. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is which is most likely of the recent COVID leak theories? Scientist was bitten by bat in the woods and went back to the Wuhan lab.
That's the Fauci's one the other day on TV.
The raccoon dog. Go ahead.
I never heard of a raccoon dog until this morning. I thought I've heard of a cat dog. There was a cartoon character.
Right, cat dog.
But I never heard of it. I guess they exist. They exist. I looked it up. It's like a fox-like creature with a raccoon-type face.
A deliberate leak by the Reds, a mistaken leak by the Reds, or Trump did it?
I like the phrase raccoon dog. I'm going with the raccoon dog.
4% say the raccoon dog. Also, 4% say a scientist was bitten by a bat. 18% say it was a mistaken leak. 21% say Trump did it. And 54% say deliberate leak by the Reds.
I know this is a variation on one we did a couple of weeks ago, but we had the two new theories. You know, the guy going out into the woods and getting bitten, and then coming back in, and then it escaped after he was being treated at the lab, and then this morning's new one, the raccoon dog, which I guess they've been promoting for a year and a half, but nobody ever picked up on it. But they're starting to get a little concerned, and so they just figure they're just going to keep throwing stuff out there. Tomorrow it came from a dog raccoon. That's another type of animal over there that you've never heard of.
Cat dog. Alone in the world was a little cat dog.
Raccoon dog. Margaret, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Margaret.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
Well, you know, I don't do any of this March Madness stuff, but now you said Biden was late, so they didn't take his bet?
No, they. I don't think he did it. He just wanted to put it out so he would, the celebs just put it out like... You know, Obama used to do his. I always remember Obama one time was doing it on a chalkboard, and he picked Syracuse, but he couldn't spell Syracuse, which never seemed like a tough word to me. But he spelled it Syracus. He didn't put the E on it. But the thing was, once the games have started, it's like betting on a horse race after they've started off and they're off. You know, you can't do that. That's not permitted.
He figured he could get away with it, but you said his team that he picked won. Was that what is that?
No, lost or? Arizona, the Wildcats. That was his pick. They were one of the favorites. They were a number two seed, which means they were like one of the 8 best teams in the field of 64. But they got knocked out by Princeton. So, you know, the number 15 seed seldom beats the number 2 seed. But, you know, again, Brandon went with Arizona. So it was written in the stars, you might say. Thanks for the call. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Howie, as part of Hunter Biden's employment contract with the Chinese, on the upside, Xi Jinping will likely be able to broker a peace between the Ukrainians and the Russians when he visits. On the downside, all of that sophisticated Western weaponry that's gone to Kiev will soon be painted with red stars.
Well, I mean, the Chinese already have all the... didn't they buy a lot of the Taliban arms that they got from the United States when we fled in 2021?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a bargain basement, right? But as long as the 10% gets kicked up to the big guy.
I wonder if, you know, if China does broker a deal between the Ukrainians and the Russians, do they all go in and kind of like break the ice by saying, how much did you pay the Bidens? Because they all did. All the Russians, the Chinese, and the Ukrainians. I think the Chinese paid a lot more than the other two. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The New York Post just put a picture of a raccoon dog on its front page, on its home page. Again, I'd never heard of them until this morning. Thought it was a joke at first. But I Googled it, and they even have websites, should you own a raccoon dog? Not if it's going to give me the panic, the virus. No. 844-500-4242. And now it's time for Grace with the news.
Hello, Howard. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you and to all of the listeners out there. And I have good news, because some bishops are giving people, or granting people, dispensation today where you can eat meat on this Friday during Lent because it's St. Patrick's Day, so they want people to be able to eat corned beef.
Grace, I have a theological question for you.
Yes, please. I'm the one to ask.
I had pastrami for lunch. Do I have a dispensation?
Well, here's how I feel about it. I think once they give us the green light, no pun intended.
The green light.
Yeah. Oh. I think once they do that, they're opening up the gates to any kind of meat. I don't think you can say, okay, you have dispensation for just corned beef. They can't start playing favorites with which types of meat people
want. Does the Catholic Church have a stake in the corned beef industry?
They very well might. I'm going to have a cheeseburger tonight, and I think that I won't be struck down because of this.
You know that you guys don't remember this. You're not old enough. But until 1964, it was a mortal sin to eat meat on any Friday. Any Friday.
I thought that was still the rule.
No. It's only any Friday during Lent. He's saying any Friday during the year.
Oh, no.
During the year. So one Friday in November of 1964,
oh, no.
You would eat meat on, you would eat a random slice of pepperoni pizza and you'd go to hell for all eternity.
Oh, that's the trade-off. That's a risky run.
The next Friday, it's okay. And I always used to think about that. You know, you know what John Kerry said when he testified before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee?
What?
Senator Church, how would you like to be the last man to die in Vietnam? And I thought, how would you like to be the last Catholic to go to hell for all eternity for
eating
a piece of pepperoni pizza on Friday?
Imagine you're down there and you're
just like...
Am I
being blasphemous by raising these questions?
No.
I think this is a theological conundrum that has thundered down through the halls of history.
I would agree. I think these are the questions that need to be asked. And you got to figure that guy or ladies down there going, come on, man, you got to give me a pass here. I was the last one.
Forgive my ignorance, but do either of you know the religious significance of the rule?
I'm sure Howie does.
I'm sure I don't.
Oh, we're about to get
I'm not Catholic. I was not raised Catholic, so I really don't know.
I think it's just Lent is the season of sacrifice, right? So you're supposed to sacrifice things you
like.
Yeah,
I think that's now, but it didn't used to be that way.
You're supposed to give something up for Lent anyway, though, right?
Yeah. So you do both. Most people don't eat meat on Fridays, and they give something else.
There used to be a host at WRKO, the radio station in Boston, Janet Jigalian. She's dead now, but she was a physical therapist for Joe Kennedy, the old man, after he had a stroke. And so she would be there on a Friday. And so this was before 64, so she would have to, everybody would be served fish on Friday. And so what they would do is they would bring in to the Kennedys lobsters.
Oh,
and then to the help, they would get canned tuna fish. And I always thought that was a very Kennedy-esque story.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, Howie, when you were in school and you had to abide by this every Friday, what was, like, did Aunt Mabel make you a tuna fish sandwich, or was it PB&J? What was the go-to, we can't have meat, so this is what you're eating?
If you brought in a little sandwich to the Palm Beach Public School, you could buy something at the you know, in the cafeteria. So I would put this PB&J sandwich and just put it in my lunchbox, and it would just keep it going for months at a time. It would eventually turn, like, you know,
green,
turn green and turn into a brick. And every day I would just go in and get a tuna fish sandwich because I liked the tuna. Back then I liked tuna, so I would eat tuna every day.
Oh,
so I didn't have
go.
A problem.
Well, yeah. Howie, there's another problem that is arising, and we've talked about this before on the show, but I think it's important. This, again, is an important day to bring this up. People are going to be partying. People in South Boston are going to be going crazy and all over the country. And the Borg drinking trend is not going away. As Howie mentioned last week, at the university, UMass Amherst, they actually had 28 ambulances called.
AKA ZooMass.
Yeah, because of this Borg trend. Now, some people might be saying to themselves, what is a Borg? And it's a blackout rage. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say the G.
Maybe a gallon or something like that.
Yeah, blackout rage gallon. And it's full of, like, shots. I think it's 17 shots of vodka. Electrolytes, so liquid IV, and people mix it all together, and they drink these blackout rage gallons.
I don't get the electrolytes. It's supposed to make you healthy when you're
no,
doing
this.
No,
it's supposed to prevent a hangover the next day, I would imagine.
Yeah, people think that if they have electrolytes, that will offset the 17 shots of hard liquor.
At Carolina, we had what was called PJ, Purple Jesus. You know what that was, Grace?
Is it like cough syrup?
Grain alcohol and grape juice.
Oh,
nice.
Yuck. It says Boston University.
I'd say that's more basic than Borg. You don't have to, just two ingredients. And the grain alcohol, of course, is close to 200 proof.
Yeah, well, the liquid IV stuff, that's like a trendy, you know, packet that has all these electrolytes. I have to imagine that gets a little pricey. You know, that's an expensive mixer. The Boston University warning comes 10 days after 28 calls for ambulances were made from off-campus parties at the University of Massachusetts. So now BU's warning people, do not drink the...
Seems like this would be more of a problem at BC than at BU, doesn't it?
So the challenge is to drink the entire gallon?
Yeah.
It's absurd.
By the way, abstaining from eating meat reflects the life of Jesus Christ. This is, you know, Wikipedia. Since Jesus sacrificed his flesh for us on Good Friday, we refrain from eating flesh meat in his honor on Friday.
That makes sense. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, if you're into it. I have a special dispensation. So.
I do too.
One of those things.
And now everybody does because they're just making them. And I know I mentioned this earlier, how during the crossover, but there's also all this talk that the Pope might let priests marry. And I just keep hearing all these things and I'm going, what is going on? It feels like we're getting a little loosey-goosey with these rules. Everyone's eating meat on Friday and now the priests are going to start marrying. I don't know.
You know the old joke, you know, they say, you know, the obvious question, is the Pope Catholic? Now it's a real poser.
Yeah, I've had to revert to the old as a bear poop in the woods.
Yeah, exactly. That's more that still applies.
Right.
The other question about the Pope is a real, you know, could go either way.
Grace's news is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth. Traveling on vacation soon, bring your vehicle to Toyota of Portsmouth and get the proper maintenance done to get better gas mileage and safer travel. Book your appointment online at toyotaofportsmouth.com. Here's an interesting story. LADA, George Gascon, is offering free shuttle service so his staff can get to work safely. So Gascon has come under fire for his, you know, loose bail reform laws and just really creating an environment that allows crime to increase.
That was a shame they couldn't get rid of him like they got rid of Chesa Boudin in San Francisco.
Yeah, he just barely held on. Well, now he's starting a program that would shuttle employees between their cars and workplaces in downtown LA amid a series of incidents in which some have been confronted by the public. Now, I thought there was a really good... John McKinney, who's a prosecutor with the DA's office, who's running to unseat Gascon in 2024, he had a really good quote. He said, "While I applaud George for taking measures to ensure the safety of DA staff, I blame his policies that have contributed to the need for such extraordinary measures. My thoughts also go out to the millions of people in LA who have to travel about the county without the same protection. And just so people have an idea of how bad it's gotten there, serious crimes such as murder and rape have increased by 24% last year compared to 2021.
There, the one of the stories, they have a mansion section in the Wall Street Journal every Friday. And the lead story this week is how the mega mansions in L.A., the price is plummeting. I wonder why.
Yeah, well, remember there was like some really horrible stories that there were these, I think there was a wife of a multi-million dollar, you know, some sort of music producer. And there's just stories of these break-ins and people being killed. And it's really scary. But, you know, if you ask Seth Rogen or one of these celebrities, they'll tell you that's just the price of living in a big city. You know, you get your car broken into, you get mugged.
It's not the price of living in Miami.
Yeah, no, it's not. Howie, I know your poll question has to do with COVID and some of these new theories that are coming out. Well, Biden is still undecided on COVID bill that passed Congress unanimously. And as you pointed out the other day, even if he decides not to sign this legislation, they can override him, right? So,
right.
So really, there's no benefit for him not to just sign it. Because either way, it's coming out.
Well, the Chinese don't want him to sign it. You know? I mean, that's the only benefit of trying to veto it. He's, you know, satisfying his paymasters.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess he's saving face with them, but it's not going to work. And also, I don't know if you saw this, how today Biden was meeting with the Irish
Prime
leader.
Prime Minister. Yeah,
the Irish Prime Minister. And he didn't take any questions from the press. And so then later, Karine Jean-Pierre was asked about this by reporters. And she tried to do that thing where she says, like, well, he takes a lot of questions. And everybody, all the reporters were yelling, right, like, that's not true. That's not true. We get pushed out of
the
room.
The Irish Prime Minister had to go outside the office and take questions because he didn't have a problem with it.
It's really embarrassing. I mean, I have to imagine all these world leaders are sitting there going, isn't this kind of your thing? Like, aren't you guys the ones who really like to talk to the press and you have that whole freedom of speech stuff? And we're the only ones who will answer their questions. The United States president is running out of the room and hiding. And
he's,
I think he is going
on the lam. He's doing a Dixie.
He's on the lam on Good Friday, but he has dispensation, so that's okay. A lot of people are texting in. This person said, I loved no meat on Friday. We got pizza. Yeah, there's perks to it. I mean, there's definitely perks to it.
But I mean, if you get a plain pizza, I mean, then the first thought, where's the pepperoni?
Now, that's right? Not everyone's first thought, Howie. That's your
first thought.
SVB Financial files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. It's an effort to preserve value for the remaining businesses that sit within the holding company. The filing doesn't include the bank itself, which was taken over by the FDIC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so someone says, we don't want to hear about sports. We want to hear about how your bank is doing today. It's down about 35% today. First Republic. But it doesn't if you're rooting for me to lose money, I think I'm going to be okay, cuz I'm under the magic $250,000 level. So it doesn't matter. I mean, it would be a pain if it goes under. And I guess the mailroom manager just got a line of credit, and that, I don't know why, but that costs some money. And so now we have a line of credit on a bank that could cease to exist at any moment.
Are you getting the feeling that your listeners are rooting for you to lose money? That's the kind of audience
you
think we're
dealing
with?
That. I thought about making that the poll question, but I didn't want to find out the answer to it. When we come back, Grace, I'm going to read you the letter I got last night from First Republic. It was they attempted to reassure me, and it didn't go. It went over about as well as a Janet Yellen appearance before the Senate, telling everybody that not to panic, that everything was fine.
Yeah, whenever anyone tells you not to panic, your first instinct is usually, I should probably panic right about now. Right. All right, Howie, that's it for me. I'll be back a little bit later with Police Blotter Facts Friday.
All right, thank you, Grace. The BOGO deal on the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is back. For 1 week only, the best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier buy one, get one sale is on. Winter is still here, which means doors and windows are shut. Therefore, odors are at their worst. buy one and get one Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier free so you can take care of cooking, tobacco, and pet odors. This offer is for 1 week only. Many listeners and friends of the show, including Officer Mark, Dr. Matt the Vet, and Paul Rizzo, all rave about the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The mailroom manager used one, put it in her rental car this week up in Boston to clean out some smoky smells. It gets rid of any unwanted odor that you have, and it leaves a fresh smell, better than a scented candle or anything else. So many listeners have made multiple purchases that since they bought the first of these powerful air purifiers that are small enough to hold in your hand. And again, you can buy scented candles, and some of them are good, but sometimes you can get a surprise and they don't smell nearly that good. But you never have to worry. You never have to worry about replacing the candles. All you do is just plug that Eden Pure Thunderstorm in, and you will always have a fresh-smelling room or a garage if you're outside, or a car if you want to plug it in there. Take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer today before it expires. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
I subscribe to the law of contrary public opinion. If everyone thinks one thing, then I say bet the other way.
Howie Carr. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
Some people think maybe I'm not Irish because I don't hold a grudge.
Famous Irish poet who said that he talked about...
I may be Irish, but I'm not stupid.
He always mentioned Seamus Heaney. You know what he was known as in Dublin back in the 50s, 40s and 50s, Seamus Heaney? The toucher. No, not because he was touching. He was putting the touch on people at the bars. That's what. He wouldn't buy a round. The toucher. 844-500-4242. Okay, so someone says, did the first Republic letter tell you that you can trust them? They're not like the others. Just about did. Here it is. I'm holding it up for the camera. To our valued clients, today First Republic announced we will receive uninsured deposits totaling $30 billion on March 16, 2023, and then they name all the banks. This support from America's largest banks reflects confidence in First Republic. $30 billion to bail them out, that reflects confidence? What would reflect not no confidence? How much would that require? $300 billion? This support from America's largest banks reflects confidence in First Republic and our ability to continue to provide unwavering service to you, our clients and communities. You can read more by viewing our press release available on our website. Most importantly, we want to share our sincerest thanks with you for your continued and overwhelming support. We are grateful. You can trust us. We're not. Now, they didn't say. I made that part up. But, you know, they didn't, oddly, they didn't have a link to the Wall Street Journal story today. You see this? First Republic bank executives sold $12 million in stock in months before crash. $12 million in the 2 months before the bank shares plummeted during the panic. Someone asked yesterday, why isn't there an insider trading investigation here? It's very interesting. I never knew this. I've learned a lot of stuff this week, raccoon dogs, and now I've learned about how banks don't have to report their insider trading to the Securities and Exchange Commission like every other publicly traded company. As of Wednesday, First Republic is the only company listed on the S&P Standard & Poor's 500 index that doesn't file its insider reports with the SEC. The quirk in reporting rules goes back to the Securities Act of 1933, which exempted banks from registering their securities with the SEC. So nobody knew that they were selling it. Same with Signature. I'm Howie Carr. Here are three reasons I need Balance 7. A broken leg, a broken elbow, and a broken foot. I take Balance 7 all day long. No longer do I feel sore or creaky when I get up in the morning. Balance 7 works by diluting the acid built up in your body over years of eating acidic foods. When that acid is neutralized, your immune system can function like you were 20 years old again. Balance 7 rids the body of built-up acid so you sleep and feel better. By the way, Balance 7 took a break from advertising and noticed I was still buying the product. They emailed me thanking me for my loyalty, but I wasn't trying to impress them. I just love it and have been taking it for over a year now. It helps me. The mailroom manager likes it, and now my neighbor who had acid reflux wears by it as well. Balance 7 is made from safe, all-natural ingredients. If you suffer from low energy, heartburn, acid reflux, or joint pain, give Balance 7 a try. Order now at Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com. When new customers put in code word Howie, you will save $15 and you'll also receive free shipping. Balance7.com. Please don't be stubborn. Do yourself a favor. Order now.
A top anti-aging doctor provides the best facelifts without surgery. His clients say the results are sensational. This doctor is Dr. Curtis Burchill, MD, of the Fountain Clinic in Rocky River, Ohio. Dr. Burchill's top three painless facelifts are as follows. Skin Tight is an advanced infrared laser that restores and tightens lost collagen in the skin. This second treatment is called the Thread Lift. This